Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Messages about your new beginning. I am so excited to share today's podcast because I was just getting this vibe like, you're doing a great job. You should be super proud of yourself. And I just feel lucky to be able to share these messages with you. So over the last few weeks, I've definitely been seeing you guys changing your identities, shifting, just closing a door, opening a new one. And this is kind of a weird time to have a new beginning, at least on my side of the world. We're moving, I guess, into fall. So maybe on the other side of the world, we're moving into spring. So it makes sense. But there's definitely this new beginning that's coming. So either you're at the end of an end, you're at the beginning of a new time, or you're just kind of jumping into a whole new version. Now, it might look the same. I think that that's the thing that might be like a little bit tricky about this. Like, it's not like you've moved or you look totally different or, you know, your circumstances are different, but it feels like you're going to go about something in a different way. It's almost like a starting over. So it feels like, yeah, maybe you have been dating for 10 years. Maybe you have been trying to grow your business for 2 years. Maybe you have been, you know, struggling in your marriage or something, but there's something that you did that really shifted what's possible for you now. And this is really about looking at this as a fresh new start and doing it differently. And I don't really even see you having to work super hard. I feel like you have become something different. And that's why this is going to look very different. But the guides that are with you, feels like very angelic vibes, just want you to know that you're doing a great job and they have a few things to talk about. So let's get into today's 7 messages. So you're being asked to start again, not because you failed, but actually because you deserve more. You deserve better. So this may feel like, oh gosh, like I was dating this guy and it totally like messed up and I thought I was going to work out and blew up in my face and I suck. And now I'm here again, square one or whatever. But I'm getting that any of that, anything that looked like that is more because you deserve more and you deserve better than actually your failure. Or even if like, yeah, you know, I have had my business and I've been doing things like this and it's been like, okay. And I kind of feel like I want to give up or whatever. This is about like, no, let's do it again, but let's do it with you knowing that you deserve more, that you deserve better, that you deserve a new experience. And you may want a new experience, right? Like you may say like, oh, of course, Nikki, I want that. But that's different than knowing you deserve, knowing that you deserve better and more. It's like that feeling when somebody just took advantage of you and you're like, no. I do not deserve this. I am not available for this. I do not accept that. That's very different than being like, yeah, you know, like I do want this. I do want something better. Like that's very different. So there's kind of like this line in the sand that's being drawn where there's a place where like you didn't know that you deserved better and now you know you deserve better. And this may be like I deserve better from the people that interact with me, or I deserve better results, or whatever that may be. But this is coming for you, and you're being gently asked to try again. I feel like you know you're being poked to like try something again that maybe you didn't want to do because you deserve better, you deserve more, and that is what is supposed to come through. And you know, it takes a special pace to be able to be okay with that because, like, you might be like, oh my god, I've done this like before. But this is about definitely seeing it as a fresh start and a new slate and understanding that there's a different way to see this and to go about this. And I just feel like you're ready for it. You are already embodying that shift. So you don't really have to like think your way through this. You've brought yourself here. And this gentle poke at like going at this again, it's really going to be different this time. Message number 2. Okay, so like any good second season, we see some reoccurring actors, right? Like these characters that come back, but we're also going to see some new characters as well. And it's definitely the case here. But what you're supposed to do with this one is have a greater vision for the people that are already around you or have a greater vision for the people that are coming. So this is kind of interesting to me because I think, yeah, of course, we manifest like partners and things like that. But I don't know if we manifest friends so much, or I'm not sure if we think about manifesting company, like the people around us. So I was actually thinking about my son. My youngest is going to a new school. And I definitely, like, part of moving him was because I'm looking for a different type of community. And I just thought, like, either you get a school with, you know, a good community or not. But what's so funny is that when I was sitting in meditation and really, like, praying for him that he has a good school year, and I was asking about, like, community, I was getting this vision that, you know, there's all sorts of people in every single school. And it depends, like, who I gravitate to or who I think I'm a match for, right? So it's really my job to manifest, like, this greater community or this greater friendships that I'm looking for. If there's 30 kids in a class, he might only have 3 friendships, but they're of that higher caliber that I'm looking for. And I need to set that intention, not just, like, be like, oh, either the school's good or it's not. That's not really how it works. So I was being asked, like, almost like we might be looking over this, but really visioning, having a greater vision, manifesting this, like actually seeing the people that are around you this time around. If you're, you know, let's say starting over with a business or you're starting anew, then I would say that that probably means the clients, the customers, like the type of people that come your way, maybe the kind of help that you have, that coming your way. Also people that maybe are already there. Maybe you already do have people helping you in business, but maybe you're having new conversations with them. Maybe you're having new expectations of them. This also reminds me of the time that I manifested my husband into a new husband, but it was still the same person. So like kind of like imagining a greater role for him and being like, you know, I think it's time to promote you. This role that you're playing is a little too small for this family that we're growing. I need you to be promoted. And instead of forcing him to be promoted, I was like visioning what it would look like to have an expansive version of him. And lo and behold, the guy grew into it. So this is a little bit of magic, a little bit of sprinkling, but this has to do with the people around you in this new start, really having a greater vision. And I think sometimes that might mean greater expectations for who comes with you here and what kind of support and what kind of people and what kind of vibe and environment. It feels like it's an environment. It's like a caliber of person. And you're like raising the bar on that in this one. Friends, I created a new series in Clarity app with you in mind. It's called The Messenger. The Messenger is a type of soul I see often in my work, in my community, in my readings, and in my classes. This is a person who typically has a business or is thinking about starting one because they're feeling like they need to help, share, or create. The calling is usually pretty vague and confusing. So when this person tries to actually do the thing, they go down this rabbit hole of doubt and confusion. Is this you? The truth is, you're not destined to be a marketer. You're meant to be a messenger. You come here with a knowing of where our world is meant to expand into. And when you can get out of your head, you'll realize that it's not what or how you do it, but rather it's the frequency within you. I made this series because I know so many messengers lose the real connection to their purpose. I believe this series will help you remember. It will give you the clarity and courage to express yourself. The transmission series includes 6 videos in my signature style where I'll help you understand who you are at a soul level and what is required of you. This series will give you the confidence to know that you are enough right now. You'll receive clarity on what to share and how. We also cover how you're meant to find clients, customers, plus how to receive money. The series is available to all Clarity app members, so please join today to access. The link to join is below in the show notes, and I can't wait to see you remember who you truly are. Message number 3. My sense is that you need something to solidify this new beginning. So that could be a little ceremony. That could be a new haircut. That could be some new clothes. But also, I'm kind of feeling like a party, like a little bit of a celebration. I was like, somebody's going to have a divorce party. Somebody is closing out an old time with a divorce party. Let me know who that is. But there's something that kind of like starts and sets the intention for this new beginning. So maybe if I'm sending my son off to this new school, maybe the night before I would do a little bit of a ceremony or a prayer or a shift, or maybe I clean his bedroom and take out his old stuff and allow new stuff. Who knows what that may be? But it feels like you could use something kind of physical, a ceremony, a shift and a change to draw this line. Maybe this is a rebrand for some of you with businesses. Maybe this is a new dating profile if you've been dating and like you take down what you have and you totally do a refresh. So there's something that shows and kind of like says this is not like the last time because this is a whole new beginning. Message number 4, in this new start, in this new world, your communication comes on in a really big way. And it's a type of communication that's kind of, I don't know, almost like dry, I want to say, because you're telling people what you like and what you don't like, what you accept and what you don't accept. And it's not in a rude way. It's really just about being like, oh yeah, I like that and I don't like that. You know, let's say you're going to a new job or whatever. You can all of a sudden tell them, you know what? At my old job, I used to tell them that I was available after 5. These people don't know me. I'm just going to tell them that I'm not available after 5. I have to go pick up my cat or whatever it may be. So it seems like because you're starting fresh, the cool thing is that you might even see yourself in a new situation or with different people, and you can make new rules for yourself and you're going to communicate that. There looks like there's a lot more communication this kind of round, and you're going to start what you like and what you don't like from the very beginning. Actually, this whole new start has so much to do with being in touch with what you like and what you don't like, what feels good and what doesn't feel good. You know, like sometimes you're in a relationship, you're like a year in and you're like, damn, I should have said I didn't like that at the very beginning. And now we're 1 year deep and this guy keeps doing that thing. Or, you know, I've allowed him to get cozy and comfortable with this behavior and I didn't like it from the first time. Funny enough, on my first one-on-one date with Benny, because we did like some group dates before, but on my first one-on-one date with Benny, I remember looking at this guy and being like, huh, this guy drinks a lot. I mean, it was amazing how many drinks that guy was taking down. And I was just like, oh, whatever, you know, he's a big dude, but I didn't like it. And, you know, lo and behold, years in, I realized I'm married to an addict that had no idea that this guy had a drinking problem. So it was kind of funny. Like, imagine, I don't know what would our path have looked like if I would have mentioned it from the get-go. You know, he did smoke. He was like smoking cigarettes in the beginning. And that was something that I was like, that's just like, I just cannot accept that. That is a no. It's a big no. So imagine if I would have said something about the drinking life. I don't know. Would my story have been totally different? You know what I mean? So there's something about this fresh start where you communicate very, very early on and you don't take for granted what feels bad and what feels good. It looks like you're narrating that and communicating that. And that is part of the success of this new path. It actually stems from there, believe it or not. And it comes from a place of deserving. I deserve it to look the way that I want it to look. You know, I deserve it to feel the way that I want it to feel. And it feels like you're talking to other people, like other people who I guess are part of your dream coming together. So there's just better communication here. Message number 5, and maybe you're already feeling this, but I got this sense that you're afraid of looking into the future, that you're almost okay with starting again and starting anew and starting a new beginning. But there's this fear of yourself, because it looks like before when you looked into the future, you were visualizing something that you wanted, but you didn't have the root system to hold it. And I've talked about this a lot, guys. And to me, the root system in this one is like, I didn't have the worth. I didn't have the belief in myself. I didn't have the nervous system to hold the vision I saw for myself. So this time, as you peek into the future, it's almost like you just don't want to do that again. And I get that. And I don't think that there needs to be like a heavy emphasis on the future. You can definitely just go at it day by day, month by month. But it's okay to believe. Like, I was getting a very strong message that like, it's okay to believe that it's going to work out. That's part of the healing here, that almost like you might have lost faith or might have lost that like, this is just like not going to work out for me. This is not going to work, but I'm crazy enough to keep doing it. But in this, I really, really feel like believing that it was going to work or believing that it was going to happen was never the problem. You thinking like, oh, this is going to work out or this is how it's going to look, like that was never the issue. The issue was always that you didn't have the worth, the self-worth within you to hold this vision, to believe that you deserve that, to be an active participator, I guess, in this actually coming together. It was like almost like you were like closing your eyes and like hoping it would work out. And now you're going to be more active in it and be peaceful and calm as it's coming together. You didn't have that before. So that's why it's okay to believe that this is going to work out. You're just a new you. And on that note too, I think part of being afraid of looking into the future is because you're afraid of this is going to be hard and this is going to require this and this discipline from me. I actually feel that this can be easy if you want it to be. And again, a letting in ease and allowing ease requires a ton of self-love and a ton of self-worth. Allowing ease is the opposite of thinking I need to earn something, thinking I need to work hard for something. So if we can't understand that or can't hold that or can't feel that, then it isn't going to be easy. But I do see this being easy, being flowy, like it kind of just like flows and that you're active in it, you're engaged in it, almost like you're tending to it. Like I see you like, you know, tending to the plant every day, looking at it, taking care of it, but that it's kind of natural. Like, oh, I woke up, you know, I felt like I needed to go see this. I did this thing here and it's just kind of flowing out. Somebody reached out to me. And I said yes to this thing and I went to this dinner and it's just kind of all flowing. Like it's all coming together. Obviously I'm active and I need to do things, but it's flowing for me. So that might be also why we're afraid to look into the future here, but allow yourself to let it be easy. So that could be the new mantra. I let this be easy. I allow this to be easeful. I let it be easy. And see what, when you say that and kind of like when that becomes your new mantra, what is being asked of you to let go? Because the only time something isn't easy is because like we're getting in the way of it. So what are the behaviors, the actions, the way of thinking that is not letting this be easy within me? But as you set that intention, I want this to work and I want this to be easy because I don't have the strength to hustle anymore. Like I don't have the strength to do it like that. It's just not a match for my soul anymore, but I still want this thing. You know, and it kind of feels like they're contradicting each other. But there's actually a place where the two of them want to come together. And that's going to take a new way of us understanding and definitely a new way of us letting go what gets in the way of that easeful, flowy way of being. Message number 6. So it seems like on this new path, you really stop worrying about other people because you've done this before, probably in some sort of way, but you were thinking about other people. So you were like, what is this person going to think about me? Am I hurting this person's feeling? Am I making them feel uncomfortable? This person saying this about me. It looks like sometimes your focus was too much on another person. Maybe you're in a relationship and it's like you had lost yourself because you let everything be about that other person, right? So this is very funny shift where you kind of just allow it to be about you. You're just like, you know what? It's okay for this to be like tailor-made to what works for me. And it's okay to just focus on myself and actually see this journey as something that benefits me. So I love that word benefit, like this benefits me. The other day we're shopping around for an RV and we're talking to the guy who's trying to sell us the RV. And it's funny, like the way that he made the contract and told us like what was possible, the whole thing just benefited him. Like the only benefit we were getting was that we were getting an RV, but at the end of the day, I could buy an RV from many different places. And any sort of negotiation or any sort of contract should benefit both parties. And I could feel instantly, I was like, oh, this like completely benefits them and doesn't benefit us. And I think if I was in a place of like, oh, let's just like make it easy for them. This poor guy, he doesn't make a lot of money. Let him get the sale. We spend all this time with these people. You know, there's like a lot of ways that I can look at it as like, oh, well, I just want to help this person out or whatever. And I know I'm going to buy an RV anyway. So why not do it here? But it's like, no, what if, it doesn't mean that it only benefits you, but it's very much about, it needs to be focused on how this benefits you. Like, it's okay for you to look at it that way. Now, if I went into this contract, I'm like, this absolutely needs to benefit me. Like the guy that I'm negotiating with and the company I'm negotiating with, they're grown-ass people. They can set their own boundaries. I don't have to worry about them. Like it is on them to make sure that they're getting their half of the deal and that they have their boundaries and they have their rules or whatever. I do not need to worry about that for them. I need to worry about me and what benefits me. And I trust that I'm dealing with grown-ass people that know how to take care of themselves. You know what I mean? So it's funny when you come at it that way. And yeah, it might be unfortunate that accidentally the other person is being taken advantage of, but that is their journey. You know what I mean? Sometimes leaving from Miami to here, we hire different people to help us with different things here. And just the cost of living is so much less over here. And I tell Benny all the time, I'm like, I need to pay this person more. I feel uncomfortable. He's like, okay, Nikki, but remember, that's their journey to figure out what they're worth. You don't want to jump over that boundary because then things become unnatural, you know? And I got what he was saying. He was like, okay, yes, you can raise a person a little bit, but not to the point where you're saving them and telling them what they need to charge, you know? He was like, you need to stay. So it's okay to stay in this place, especially in this journey, because it is a hero's journey. So it is about you. It does have to be about you. It does have to benefit you. And it's going to require you to keep your focus on you rather than the other players and the other people. And it looks like sometimes a bleeding heart, you know, a sensitive heart thinks way too much about the other people when it's time to, unless like obviously these people are vulnerable people, right? Like thinking way too much about me and not thinking about my kids. They're vulnerable. They don't have as much of a voice as I do yet. But it seems like it's okay to make decisions, make choices, and focus on you and your own path here and how this benefits you. And honestly, in that message, the main word I actually underlined it was you don't worry about other people. So maybe you're thinking about other people, you're conscious of other people, you are being considerate, but worrying, right? Like I am worried that this guy is not charging right. That's very different than being like, you know what? I really appreciate this guy. I'm going to give him this tip because I think he did a great job, as opposed to worrying about him, getting caught up in his story and his storyline and all that kind of stuff. That's very different than being grateful and being in connection with him. But it's the word worry. Worry is such a drain on our creative energy. We need our creative energy to manifest, to create life, to, you know, create whatever it is we're creating. And there's nothing like worrying that dilutes that. And if we're worrying too many places, and one place where we can worry a lot is about all the different people in our lives. Some people have learned to love by showing worry. You know, like I show love by worrying about this person, right? Some of you have a mom or a grandmother like that for sure. And that is such, it's just such a dilution of, is that a word, dilution? It's diluting your power. So making sure that, yeah, there's going to be other people in this story, but where are you worrying? And the thing is like, you know, we're always going to worry about something. It's hard to not worry. But if you're leaking and worrying about every single person in your life or every single person in the story, plus like the other things that you worry about, that's a lot of energy that's leaving you. And lastly, message number 7, the reason that you are successful in this new beginning is because you bring in humility this time. And the humility is a connection to the divine. So it's actually the way you're interacting to God, to spirit, to like whatever it is that you call it. You start to realize that you're not like a magic genie, or you're not less than, right? It's not like, oh, I'm not worthy of this, or please save me. But also like, hey, I need this, this, and this, and this. You kind of come to this place where it's like shoulder to shoulder, and you realize that you do need this support and that you need to be guided. And it's this feeling of like you take the lead. So it's kind of like you in your feminine and then the divine being in the masculine. And maybe that's why we call God a guy. I don't know. But it's kind of like I'm going to sit back a little bit and you take the lead. Show me how you want to go. And I think when we say show me where you want to go or you take the lead, it's not so much a show me like an intellect, like you're looking for it. It feels very much like I'm in my body and I'm feeling. And you're not like necessarily looking for the next step, but you're feeling into what the next step is. Lately, my body has been waking me up earlier than I'm used to waking up. And at first I was like, why is this happening? This is so weird. I'm so annoyed. And then when I sat there, I was like, oh, I'm being called to wake up and to write. So I was being called to write and to meditate. It was like the divine has been like knocking on my shoulder, like very early, like before anybody else wakes up. And I didn't want to follow it, but I was like, okay, I'm going to start following it. And it's really just, okay, where are you calling me to? It's kind of a mysterious calling. And that doesn't mean that I let go of all the other structures in my life, right? I have some structures of like, okay, this is what we're doing in my business. This is what we're doing with the kids. It's not about waking up every day and not knowing what I'm supposed to do. It's more just like really having a sense that something is guiding me. And I'm going to keep doing this thing until you tell me otherwise. But also I'm going to listen to the very subtle pulls that you are bringing me towards. So it's this humility of like, oh, I'm not the one in charge. Last time I really tried to do everything by myself. I forgot to include you. I forgot to connect with you. I forgot to meditate with you and talk to you. And instead this time, like I really want to be with you and not use you as, again, as a magic genie or as something that's supposed to like fix all my problems, but more being like, I surrender to you and to what you want to do with me right now and where you're calling me to. It feels like it's within a structure. Like it's not like, oh, whatever, you know, like tell me what you want to do today. It's more just like, oh, I know that I'm working on this thing, or I know that I am trying to make sure that this pans out. Please show me the way and not necessarily give me the answers, but I surrender and I let you show me the way, whether you're going to show me the way today or you're going to show me the way 4 days from now, but I allow you to lead. So what does it look like to be dancing with somebody and letting them lead? What does that feel like? You know, have you ever done that? Okay, I'm just going to let this person lead. Or what if somebody is driving and you don't even know where you're going, but you're going to let them drive? Like, how does that feel in your body? Sometimes it might feel like anxiety, but this is really about letting go and letting the divine lead, because your divine guidance is super excited for you right now and like really excited to be here. Like they feel like they have an opening, that you're opened enough to be able to go to higher places, just like a more exciting life, but it's going to require humility. All right, my friends, I'm so excited about your new start. And I send you many blessings and I look forward to seeing how it all works out for you and for everybody in the community. Thank you so much for being here and I'll see you in the next episode.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.